Don't engage alone. We do this together.
Somebody clip this one.
Welcome to Under Two Capes. I am Jared. I'm here with Jay Heat.
What's up?
And also here with Nyx. What's up?
Hello.
So today we are talking about a very, very interesting topic. So Harley Quinn is one of the characters that in recent years, I would argue, in terms of mainstream, since the first Suicide Squad movie, but in general, they pushed her for a while. She seemingly appears in literally everything. And to a degree, I get it because she is a popular character. But at a certain point, it gets really forced. Am I right, Nyx?
Oh, definitely. And this, I'm like a big Harley fan. Even I can say it's a bit much.
How about you, Jay Heat?
Okay, in my opinion, almost, okay, hopefully the lag fixed, but in my opinion, Harley Quinn, okay, you had BTS, you had the animated series, the Justice League cartoon. I'd say in the past 5 to 7 years or so is where things started getting overboard because you had a strong progression from the animated series to her being canonized in the comics. Still, and even character development where she acknowledges she's hurt people, where despite her madness and love for the Joker, there are still long-term consequences. Then New 52 happened. Oh, you pretty much put the victim label on it. Now, granted, I am not downplaying DA or bad relationships in the slightest. I am not. But at the same time, in most adaptations, other than BTS or Harley Quinn, the animated series, which is just a Rick and Morty ripoff, you remove the aspect of, oh, Harley was a striving psychologist that was a little too ambitious for her own good in context. Because who in their right mind would interview Joker of all people? Unless it was for a book.
If we're taking Arkham Origins as like as the meeting, Joker wasn't really that well known back then. At that time period in the canon is what I mean.
I get your point. Nyx, your rebuttal?
I just think it's funny that her, like her in the comics origin, like for the tie-ins for the animated series, they pretty plainly state that she's like not a very good psychologist. Like she basically slept her way into getting good grades. And Alfred even mentions that she had a bunch of like pop self-help books.
And I believe the original Mad Love comic had this too, or at least insinuated it, but I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, yeah. And see, here's the thing. And I want to have a little disclaimer. This is not to say that Harley's a bad character. She's a good character. She's not Captain Marvel, and that's for you, Nyx. She's not Captain... I had to. She's not Captain Marvel. She is a genuinely great character. The problem is... Here's the thing. And DC knows what I'm about to say. They have taken away what made Harley sort of work because here's the thing about Harley. She represents the manipulative ability of the Joker. Here's how I know DC knows this. How do you explain Punchline?
Okay, that's just for royalties.
And by the way, and Nick's nice profile picture. But the thing is, I guarantee you DC was willing to publish Punchline because they recognize that, okay, so Harley Quinn works here. We can't undo all of this development. So let's invent another character that's basically the exact same thing as Harley Quinn, but not Harley Quinn.
Now, granted, there are some differences with Punchline to where she's more of a social commentary on social media and going viral. There are some differences. But the way she's used in certain stories, she's Harley Quinn 2.0. I believe White Knight did something similar too, to where it was basically a replacement Harley while she was pregnant, and she ended up falling into the same trap sheet Harley did.
I love that, because it's like, I love where, so Harley shows up and then she's like, yeah, there was a new Harley Quinn and you never noticed it wasn't me. That just shows how much of a D-bag the Joker is, but geez. But now let me ask you guys this. Why do you think, and I'll start with Nick's, why do you think Harley is like shoehorned into literally, not literally, practically everything DC puts out?
For me, I think it's because, like, we've been right this whole time. It's because she was such a breakout character that DC noticed how popular she was and was like, oh yeah, we could put her in all these and it'll totally sell well. But the problem is that they don't really understand why Harley became popular. So they keep trying to do all these different things and essentially made her into DC's version of Deadpool, and that really didn't work at all either. And also, because now that she's totally in love with Poison Ivy, they feel like they can get in on the LGBT sales, which maybe they are. I haven't heard of it, though.
It can't. See, here's the problem.
Hit or miss.
DC and Marvel have been trying to reach the mythical new audience. The problem is that never works.
No.
Do some people come in because of this? Yes, I'm not downplaying that at all. I'm sure it happens. It's just it's not to the level that DC and Marvel think it is. And by yes, I do say DC and Marvel in that order because DC.
Oh, Marvel is notoriously guilty of this. The only reason Rebirth is considered a critical success is because Marvel now and all new, all different.
All new, all different. Yeah, I'm saying that's the one reason why Rebirth outsold Marvel. That is literally the one reason. But my other point here. Actually, you know what, Jay, you go ahead. Why do you think...
I'm in a similar vein, too, next to where Harley is very oversaturated as an IP. Now, this is before Harley the Animated Series. Mm-hmm. If you go by Bruce Timm's commentary in the DCAU DVD releases, they were pairing Harley and Ivy, at least to a degree, for a while. It's just the censorship division of the network would never let them do it in syndication. But even if you factor that, it just reduces Poison Ivy from a femme fatale to Harley Quinn's post-Joker rebound.
That's
a very good one at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ivy can be controlling. She literally manipulates people with pheromones.
But not only
men and women.
She was literally very violent to Harley. Harley didn't even have to step out of line as far as she would with the Joker. Harley snores in one comic panel, and Ivy just beats her for it.
Oh, jeez. I did not know that. Wow. Well,
it was in one of the tie-in comics.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Good work, DC.
Good work. You're really showing positive relationships in there. But the part that really grinded my gears, because again, I think like mainstream wise, instead of comic books, it started with the whole Suicide Squad movie. I got annoyed when people started calling Harley and Joker couple goals.
Oh, yeah.
I get you wanted. I get the higher-ups wanted it to be DC's Guardians of the Galaxy, but no.
No. Not that one. Not that one. The one that the David Ayer one is what I'm talking about. Not the crappy one.
Even if we factor the Ayer cut, it still doesn't change the fact that Joker doesn't care like that.
Well, here's the thing. The actual Ayer cut was going to have the actual Joker-Harley relationship where he's a little bit more, like, abusive. And the other one, it's like they were so in love. That's why you got the couple goals.
I think, too, this really disgusted me because my younger cousin ended up falling into this. They really marketed it towards, like, a younger, not, like, super young, but younger demographic.
Hot Topic.
10-plus, preteen demographic, yes.
Yeah. My cousin was, like, 14, 15, begging her mom for a Property of the Joker Harley Quinn jacket.
Oh!
I got it for a Halloween costume when I was, like, I don't know, definitely 18 or older, but...
Well, that ain't good. Oh, jeez. No!
I let her borrow it once, and her mom said it was okay if she was borrowing it. She just wasn't allowed to own it.
Yeah,
But
see.
even then, I was like, I don't really feel comfortable letting you wear it.
Given the context.
At all.
Now, but
Ugh.
here's
Hold
the
on, let me take
thing.
this from the
The
filter
other thing that I just remember I want to say, the other thing DC doesn't realize, going back to our discussion of Harley being DC's Deadpool, they already have a Deadpool. His name is Ambush Bug. So
off.
I'm
But
like,
name one main property where Ambush Bug is used. Name
every
one.
DC comic in the new 52 at the end of the comic book, Jay Heat.
I meant in terms of other adaptations. The only adaptation I've seen of Ambush Bug is when they use B when in Batman Brave and the Bold, where they use him instead of Batmite for gag episodes.
Oh,
Yeah.
After the breaks.
My point is, he's the one that fulfills that role of the self-aware superhero. Harley really did it. That's the interesting thing. And the other problem I have is that with Harley Quinn, because again, she's a good character, but I get what they were going for. It's just, here's the thing, that animated series just really, it doesn't sit well with me for some reason. Probably because typically, as a DC fan, I'm as the DC fan that I am, the content I enjoy, I don't like very vulgar stuff. This is also why I don't like James Gunn's DC content so far, because all of it has been like very juvenile high school humor. So I'm like, I hate this. But the Harley Quinn show was like taking that up a notch, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I tried.
It
I
gets too
gave the
much.
show
It
a
gets.
genuine chance. But, like, I think you hit the nail on the head perfectly. It's juvenile. It's too much, too once, like, one point. And it's like, honestly, I don't even think they get the characters very well. I've seen their design for Talia al Ghul. She looks like a Californian MLM mom.
That's accurate, not gonna lie.
Now, I
That's
will
not bad.
say, the funny part was when Robin is trying to get her to be his nemesis. That was funny. I'll give you that. But
That was.
it's just the
Yeah,
problem
I
with
gotta say.
that, and also it was part of what made Kite Man cool. So I'll give you that. So I'll say a big hearty hell yeah. But
They did my man dirty. Oh, my poor
yeah.
guy. He got done dirty.
Yes, he did. It's just the problem with that show is that it basically placed Harley as like the linchpin of the DC universe, and she's not. This is the problem, because people are starting to think that like Harley is the fourth member of the Trinity, and I'm like, no.
The fourth pillar of DC. No, she is not. She's popular, I'll grant you, but no, she's.
Nightwing is probably the fourth pillar.
If you
Yeah.
really had to make that argument, but Dan DiDio might say differently. Good thing he's not running DC anymore. But
Yeah.
that's besides the point.
Actually, that may not be a good thing, Jay, because at least back when they had when he ran DC, they were l less likely to pay attention to what Twitter wanted them to do.
Three words: Rick Grayson Saga. I know.
I'd rather have someone in charge that didn't pay attention to
Oh,
Twitter.
here's another example. The destruction of Bloodhaven in not destruction of night of in infinite was it Infinite Crisis? No, was
It
it or
was
was it
Infinite
Calamity?
Crisis.
Oh, thank you, thank you. The
Still,
destruction of Bloodhaven.
not paying attention to Twitter.
That would be nice.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Say what you will about the man in terms of how he managed the IP, but at least he kept a balance between feedback and corporate trends. At least he had a balanced business style. I got to give him that.
Although, when you listen to 5G, through his 5G plans, I'm like, oh, I'm actually kind of glad you're not there anymore. But regardless, it's like then, see, my problem with what DC has been doing lately, and this applies to Harley Quinn especially, is that they treat these characters as if they're as popular as like Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, which they're clearly not. Like, there's no way Harley Quinn is as popular as like Wonder Woman in terms of female superheroes.
Oh,
But
God,
there,
no.
let me rebuttal that, because there is a difference between a character that is iconic and a character that's popular compared to a character that can sell. The reason they oversaturated Harley as much as they did is because Harley is popular, and she can boost relative sales. And even then, Harley is a bad adjacent character. She's still a Batman adjacent character. She's just on the villain or
That's
anti-hero
why.
side of things.
That's why the stuff that is attached to Bruce Wayne sells more. And the interesting thing about that, Jay, that you mentioned earlier about it being oversaturated, as economics people know, when you oversaturate eventually you start to lose value. It starts to lose value. That's why I'm concerned that DC publishes so many bat adjacent books, because eventually the bat bubble is going to burst.
If it hasn't already.
If it hasn't already, exactly. Everyone's going to be like, okay, we've heard this 20 times. Stop it. Just give us a different thing. And the problem is DC uses that as sort of armor, because it's like, hey, we don't have to put that much effort into like Superman or Wonder Woman, because Batman will keep us afloat.
Kind of funny, because they've been doing that with Batman for a long time. Like, they've started to fall out of it now, but remember, the Batman can do anything because he's Bat Jesus.
Oh, Bat God. Thanks, Grant Morrison.
To be fair, DCAU'd use some of that too, or at least use stories that characterize Batman.
I've long said Batman could easily defeat Goku because he's Batman.
That's not even an argument. Like,
yes, it is, because he's Batman.
Boom.
Okay.
Thank you. Because I'm Jared from Comics League, Jay Heat.
I'm just going to come out and say Superman and Goku would not fight. They'd be friends.
If they had to fight, it would be Superman that comes out on top easily. It's like, no. There's no way Superman.
Unless Goku managed to find Kryptonite, though I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Tell that to the Death Battle fans.
And even then, Goku wouldn't, because, like, Goku lives for the challenge. If he got a good challenge out of Superman, he'd be loving it.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing I noticed, because the past few times, the Harley Quinn book is occasionally one that I'll pick up just to, like, check out. It's not one on my pull list. It's just one that I'm like, okay, this looks interesting. We'll check it out. The problem is they're not exactly doing a lot of fun stuff with her, because I was reading this one where there's someone hunting multiversal Harleys, so she has to travel to all the different worlds and save the different Harley Quinns, and I'm like, that's stupid. I'm like, this doesn't really make a lot of sense, and I get that a DC editorial and making sense don't exactly mix, but my point is, I'm like, at least get some better material. Like, at least in, like, the new 52, she was on the Suicide Squad. That was cool.
Seems to me like they're kind of stealing, I forget what it was called, but that one, like, event where, like, the Batman Who Laughs had a whole bunch of Batman he was going after.
You mean Dark Knight's Metal?
Yeah, that.
Where there was literally a Bat God on that team, the God of War.
But yeah, like, someone's going around hunting down Harleys. It's like, we've seen this already.
Exactly. By the way, Jay Heat, isn't it kind of interesting how in the Bat God of War's Earth, it's Wonder Bat, but then the world self-destructed?
To be fair, that's because Ares invaded humanity. Diana was presumed dead. Batman donned the helmet, thinking he can contain it. Goes on a power trip, is succumbed to madness.
No, but the Earth exploded. That Earth exploded. It's almost like the multiverse knows that that pairing's not natural. Boom. Gotcha.
It's your show. It's your show, man. I'll let you have it. But I don't really.
Thank you.
Claire,
I see what you were doing posting the Wonder Bat song. I see what you were doing.
I genuinely stopped using that because I think it's run its course. That was supposed to be a memoriam thing. You're the one who took it as a dig.
Sure it is. But now let me ask you guys this. With Comics League, I always like to provide solutions in addition to criticisms, because I feel like if we're just bashing it, then we're not really contributing that much. So I'm going to start with Jay Heat. How would you fix the Harley Quinn brand?
If I had to say, and yes, Jared and I are planning something involving this in the new direction first, stay tuned for that announcement.
Yeah.
But I would take, ironically enough, what Tom Taylor did in Injustice 2, actually have a natural fallout where, okay, this is the last straw, I'm not with Joker anymore, or I'm just going to leave villainy altogether. BTS did something similar with the Return of the Joker movie. That's why you get the Jester twins and Batman Beyond. So Harley turned her life around after the events of that tragic night. But I would do something similar.
Well, here's the problem with that, Jay Heat. I agree with your points. Let me put it to you that way. You make a great argument. The problem is DC would never do that because that involves killing the Joker.
I didn't say Joker had to die. I just said Harley had to leave him. let's say, like I said, Injustice 2, where we find out about Harley's daughter living with her sister.
Injustice, she broke up with the Joker because Superman punched a hole in his chest.
There was another.
I remember that.
There was she was technically pregnant around the same time. Can I finish my point?
Yes, okay.
Thank you. This would Injustice was a bad example. This would be a mix of Injustice and the White Knight. Basically, Harley's disillusioned at some point. This could be after a major attack or a child is hurt. Basically, and then she finds out she's going to be a mom soon. So she then hires a double. Then she hires a double to go to take the moniker for a few months and just leaves the Joker one day. Joker does his business. He conducts heists. He fights Batman. Then all of a sudden, the doppelganger slips up. And Joker decides to throw a little prank at his expense, not just for a laugh. I wouldn't even say, because I'm under the opinion that Joker doesn't really care about Harley that much. He just sees her as a means to an end. But yeah, I'm not going to spoil the rest because I actually do have something cooking with New Direction Verse, but that's how I would do it. I would just say Harley just ghosts him one day. At least that way you don't have to risk killing off the Joker or anything like that.
True. But remember also in White Knight, the Joker personality was suppressed / killed. That's why, and Harley fell in love with Jack Napier. So just a thought. But Nyx, how about you?
I kind of like the idea of her at one point, like, we don't even have to know what really caused it, but her becoming self-aware and disillusioned by what's happened. Because, like, they kind of had shades of it in the animated series where she would become, like, kind of try to start to get away from him, make a new life away from crime, only to fall back into it because of, well, in one episode, literally just a misunderstanding involving a dress.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and the kindness that Batman showed her during that episode, you kind of get the feeling like, oh, maybe she'll, like, really try to change her life around still.
And then there was also go ahead.
I was gonna say I really kind of want to see that. Like, yeah, Batman finally succeeds, maybe, and just kind of managing to do what he's always been trying to do: save one of the criminals, have them turn their life around, become a functioning member of society. It doesn't have to last; that could be part of the tragedy, but just show that Bruce isn't wasting his time for nothing. Some of them. People like Harley, who are genuinely sick in the head, can some point turn their life around. Little redemption story that doesn't have to involve, like, too much.
That's the thing, though, because I've said this, part of the reason why Injustice is so bad is because if Batman did that with Superman only after he killed the Joker before he killed Green Arrow, guess what? He could have saved all those people that got killed because of Superman. Because part of the reason why Clark goes crazy is because Bruce was not there to help him through it. So exactly. I'm like, that's kind of...
But Soup was going on a power trip and threatening world leaders. I mean, at some point, there's a line.
Yeah, I know. And Barney, Nyx, that's a good point. I definitely agree with that. Me, personally, first thing I would do is, like, put her only in the books that, like, that are within her sphere. In other words, I wouldn't have her in any multiversal books because that is dumb as hell. I would only have her in, like, street-level bat adjacent characters, because that way you have her circle too, because like we said before, she's in the bat sphere of characters and all of her supporting cast are in the bat sphere, like Poison Ivy and the Joker. So just keep her street level with the bats. That would involve publishing less books with Harley, but the thing is that, yes, exactly, thank you, Jaheed. But the point is that just, and I would do less of her, because you start to get a little bit more of that value back, because when you oversaturate the market with something, you get Harleyflation. I was trying to invent a word.
Don't you mean Harlation?
That's better. Thank you. But the point is, it's inflation of Harley Quinn, which I realize that sounds bad, but just bear with me. My point is, there's so much of her that the value of the character goes down and people start to become tired of the character. Because I got news for you. I am straight up tired of Harley Quinn as a character. She shows up in way too much stuff.
Now they did. Now the granted, they did use Harley as a marketing tool in Birds of Prey, but I thought that was a pretty decent step in the right direction. Have a brief mini art where Harley teams up in the Birds of Prey.
Did you just compliment the Birds of Prey movie?
I said the comic, the Birds of Prey comic that's out now.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that. You said Birds of Prey. I thought you were talking about the movie.
You assumed I was talking about the movie, but I was referring to the Birds of Prey comic.
What part of that sentence that you started said anything about
a your comics league? I thought you were keeping up with current comics.
I cover movies too.
See what I have to put up with, Nix?
Continue on, nincompoop.
As I was saying, in the current run, first, there were a lot of deep cuts, the introduction of a certain legacy character with Black Canary. I won't spoil who it is. But basically, it's a short mini art where Sin, daughter of Black Canary.
Okay, but, I remember that.
But basically, Harley Quinn joins that team. And yeah, she's kind of used for Martin to help prop up the book. But it's a contained story. It's the first five or six issues. And then they pretty much branch the team off from there to the next storyline. Have Harley have it prop up the sales for a couple of issues, then leave. I'm not saying Harley doesn't need to have a solo comic. Just if you're going to prop this character up, give her a role of significance. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the other thing that I will bring up about that Harley comic, about that Birds of Prey comic, my problem with it, you can't have a Birds of Prey thing without Batgirl, because she's kind of important, or at least Oracle, and yeah, you don't have her in there.
There's an in-story reason that's explained at the end of issue 5, but I won't spoil it on here.
You can spoil it for me because I really don't care. If you can put in the private chat if you don't want to spoil it to the nice people at home. But when I watch that, I'm like, that's the second time they've done a Birds of Prey thing, whether or not that be the movie or the comics, where Barbara is excluded. I get because you did it in the movie because you didn't introduce Barbara, but then make it a Gotham City Sirens movie because that does not have Barbara. And has like Poison Ivy and Catwoman. That would be better. It just that's like having the Justice League without the Trinity. It just doesn't look right. But again, that's on my point. It's like, as far as I know that book didn't exactly sell well anyway. So I'm like, again, it's DC overestimating the draw of Harley Quinn at this point. And I think back when she first got big, like we said in the episode, I think she would have had that draw. But the problem is they're going to start to realize that because they oversaturated the character, she doesn't have that draw anymore.
And that's a very good point, especially with Harley Quinn, the anime series. Because that's really, technically, Harley Quinn, the anime series is the only HBO Max DC original they have right now. Technically, I hate to say
Snyder
this.
Snyder Cut counts.
Yeah, but it might be licensed out if Zaslav sells off Warner Brothers. But even if we're not counting Zack Snyder's Justice League, it's still one of the only few DC originals that are ongoing, with the exception of Velma, but I'm pretty sure that one was greenlit for two seasons to begin with.
What do you think, Nix?
I definitely think, you know, nowadays, she's just oversaturated. I think we'd all benefit if they just stopped using Harley for a little bit, or at least tone down the Harley.
Yes, exactly. I do agree. And yeah, again, the way I would do that is you could put her in other books. Just stop using multiverse. She doesn't work as a multiverse character. She's not the Flash. And arguably they've done that too much with the Flash.
And Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern.
My point is not every character has to have a multiverse adventure. I'm like, stop it.
I'd argue that most do not need a multiverse adventure. We've had too many of them.
Flash is the only one where it's justified. The others is like, no, maybe Green Lantern because he does a lot of like space stuff. But still, my point still stands. I'm like, stop giving everyone, particularly street level characters, multiverse trips.
Speaking of Hal, did anyone else see that panel from like one of the old comics where he slips on a bar of soap in his own shower and like unconscious? I love that so much. I had to post it to my Twitter.
Oh my gosh, that is great! That is great.
It was in like a Christmas issue too, so they had to get. I think it was John Stewart in his place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leave it to Hal.
But I'm pretty sure now, since we might as well cover bad adjacent characters while we're at it. Yeah. But I feel like other than Batman, Harley is the most saturated. But I think even with especially with Chip Zdarsky's Batman run, it's just all over the place. Because I can understand a lot of this is editorial and they're trying to set up basically what they're doing with Donna DC, with Waller, Brainiac Queen, and Zur-En-Arr. But even then, I think Zur-En-Arr has gone on for too long. But anyway, even if you factored all that, I genuinely believe that Batman should take a backseat. They'll never do it, but it's starting to get a little too much.
Yeah, they've done enough with Batman for now. We should let other characters have a turn in the spotlight. Like, I love Batman as a character. I am a huge Batman fan. But enough is enough. We've seen, like, a lot of Batman in the last decade or so. Like, tone it down. Let's put some other people out there in the spotlight. Get some, like, less well-known characters out there, you know?
Yeah, that I do... I'll back that up because the thing about it, because that's why a lot of like other characters like Superman specifically haven't really, it's rare that they get in like the top five spots. Now, granted, Superman in action, I believe at least Superman is in the top five right now. It's because they have a solid writing team, but they don't put a lot of effort into like there are other books that are arguably as iconic as Batman, like Superman and Wonder Woman, help Justice League. And the way I've always thought of it is to write for any of the original five Justice Leaguers, like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman, and maybe Martian Manhunter, let's say that. That should be something you work for. It should never be you come to DC and you can immediately write for Superman. That should be the job that you strive for.
And a certain someone, although they had merit in the past, has definitely fallen off in old age. That is all I will say.
That certain individual whose last name starts with a B is the reason why I said, no, we need merits, because it's obvious that doesn't work.
I'd honestly really like to see, like, I don't know, like... Vixen. Let's get more books for Vixen. She's got a very cool, unique power set, and I don't think I've really seen a lot of people do too much with her. And that's
arguably, she's DC's Black Panther in a way.
Yeah. I mean, I remember her from Justice League Unlimited, and I, even with what little we got of her in there, I really loved.
Did you see the Arrowverse animated movie they made for her?
I did.
That was really good.
And I think it's really cool that she's got like these powers that give her like the strength of different animals. That's, you know, we can do something with that, DC.
Yeah, we can do something with that.
And Nyx, you might agree with me on this, but I was, at least when I was, at least now older, when I was a kid, I didn't care. But as I got older and I went through just watching BTS and Justice League again for the sake of it, I got annoyed that Vixen was pretty much reduced to being John's post-star-crossed rebound. Now, granted, this is adult themes. This stuff happens all the time. But they never officially contextualized how John Stewart and Vixen broke up. There was a tie-in comic. Two of them, actually. There's when one version, Vixen was killed off. The other, it was some basic... It was with Justice League Infinite.
Justice League Infinite is the one where they actually break up. The one you're thinking of... They did a continuing comic that basically is justifying how John Stewart, how John and Shiera had Warhawk, and that's where Vexen dies. But in the actual tie-in comic, like that's considered canon now, it's that they broke up because they were in the multiverse, of course. Speaking of multiverse trips, and Shiera was injured, and John showed such great regard for her that Vixen saw, okay, you obviously love her more, so go be with her.
And you know what? That's pretty mature of Vixen, I've got to say. But yeah, it kind of does bother me. Like, not for any, like, oh, female empowerment, blah, blah, blah. Just, like, as a character, Vixen deserves to be more than just the second best. Like, John's second choice. Not saying that John's a bad character. I honestly watched Justice League before I ever saw any comics, so John Stewart, like, is the Green Lantern to me. He's my favorite Green Lantern. But, like, he did Vixen really dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad.
Wait, Nick, so you're telling me that, that Bruce Timm destroyed another DC character? Gasp, say it ain't so.
You are never going to let that go, are you, Jared?
That is correct, good sir. Never.
Like, I'm not going to say because of these
people. It's because of him that people think Batman and Wonder Woman have always been a thing. They haven't.
To be fair, the actors had great chemistry. You got to give them
that. I don't care if the actors had great chemistry. The characters don't. I could care less if the actors had chemistry.
Don't let the DeCamu fans hear you say that.
Oh, the DeCamu fans will agree with me because they broke up Superman and Wonder Woman off screen. And before you say it, Jay Heat, yeah, I'm never going to let that one go.
I will.
Actually, my response was you got a throwaway line. I mean, you got some context.
I will say I am a big fan of Shiera and John, but yes. Like the way they kind of like, oh, he's with Vixen now. Oh, but he still has feelings for Shiera. Oh, they're going to have a kid together in the future. And you know what? John's like, oh, I don't want to be a slave to fate. I don't want to be Destiny's puppet. I'll make my own choice.
It's a pride thing.
Proceeds to be a tool of fate because like, he still ends up with Shiera.
But that it was his choice, technically Vixen's, because she's the one who's like, no, I'm breaking up with you. You clearly deserve to be with her more.
Vixen walked away on her own accord, technically.
Yeah. But, like, that John decided he didn't want to go back to Shiera just because, hey, in the future we're going to have a kid, shows that, you know,
Because you got to take Starcross into context. He was basically the brief fling while Shiera was undercover. That's going to be a blow to a guy's pride. So him taking a step
back. He loved her at the end of the episode, though.
He did, but come on. I mean, Shiera was technically working with Dr. Fate on a redemption arc for 2 years. But John was going through a whirlwind of hurt, got dragged into a dogfight on top of an alien invasion. Like, you just don't walk away from that.
You don't. It's no wonder he went bald. All the stress.
That's no so comment. True. That's so true. I love that. That's good.
I actually like bald John though. It's a good design.
Yeah, bald with the goatee actually works for me. I'm like, oh wow, that's really cool for you. Makes him seem a little more unique than like the stereotypical ex-military dude with the buzz cut.
Yeah,
where are you going with this, Jared?
No, I'm saying because anytime you see a character that's like former, that's like from the armed forces, they always have the buzz cut and everything like that. Where with John, it's like he went bald and then he had a goatee. That's at least unique in some way.
Like he did have the buzz cut for like Justice League, but then I don't know. I get the kind of feeling like it's character progression. He had an arc and we didn't see it.
He had an arc. It's like Wally as a prank shaved half his head, and then he's like,
"I'll keep it."
Actually, that doesn't look that bad. I could so see Wally doing that. But yeah, the thing about it, that's my one ding on Justice League Unlimited is that it just shows up out of nowhere. Oh my gosh, he's with Vixen now, but Shiera's back. Oh my gosh, it just got too soap opery for me in that one little regard.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I do like what they did with her and Wonder Woman, though, where Wonder Woman is genuinely hurt by her betrayal and the lies she kept. So they can team well together, but they're not going to get along as well as they used to. Because Diana, you get the feeling like she's very proud and she considers her female friends a bit more higher up than her male friends. So it hurts a bit more.
Well,
which makes sense for her character.
That's the other character that Bruce Timm destroyed. Because here's the thing which you gotta understand about Wonder Woman. He made Wonder Woman characterized like Shiera. Like, Wonder Woman was like ridiculously violent, always punching people, barely ever warm to anyone besides Batman. But that's because Bruce Timm had a stupid agenda.
Well,
big surprise from the guy that thought Batman and Batgirl was a good idea.
First of all, if we're going to drag Bat Session, God, this turned into a goddamn shipping war. But if we're
going to
edit this out. We're going to edit this out, believe me. But if we're going to drag Bat Session to this, they just needed an excuse to why the Bat family broke up. And that was a combination of two factors.
Yeah, but Jay-Hee.
It was Tim getting tortured. Don't get me wrong. It was ultimately Tim getting tortured. But you still had to explain why would Batgirl leave? She's had an intern attraction for Bruce for the latter half of a decade.
But Jay Heath, here's what you got to understand. Bruce Timm's own private statements say he always thought that there was an attraction between Batman and Batgirl.
Oof.
Bruce that doesn't Timm mean you himself. Act on it.
That's why I'm saying, well, yeah, but that's why I'm saying under no circumstances take Bruce Timm's opinion on the DC characters seriously. The minute that happens, his entire repertoire of characters is under question.
I want to defend Diana.
The Wonder Bat fans would argue Barbara was Bruce's post-Wonder Bat rebound, but that's besides the point.
But didn't that happen after, before he met Wonder Woman?
Technically, it's a gap between JLU and the Return of the Joker flashback. Because the Justice League ends in Justice League Unlimited ends in 2004. The Return of the Flash, if we're factoring other YouTubers, the Return of the Joker flashback is somewhere between 2000 and 2008. So if we're factoring this, quote unquote, Bat-cess lasted no more than 2 or 3 years.
The fact that it lasted more than like a day says a lot.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not the biggest fan of shipping, but if I'm taking DCAU and everything leading up to that into account, it couldn't have lasted no more than 2 to 3 years.
And the funny part is that when you look at the timeline and beyond, it shows Bruce never got with Wonder Woman. I love to lord that over people. Like, and by the way, the actor said it wasn't going to lead to a relationship. It was just a fun bit of flirting. Just like what Zack Snyder said during Full Circle, which, by the way, that tweet should be going live pretty soon.
Something tells me you kept that clip from the interview.
I just posted it to my Twitter, by the way.
I know I'm trolling him, but it makes for good content. I know I'm trolling him, but it makes for good content.
So I know you do. I know you do. But by the way, you are... I just want to describe this scene. So Jay Heaton Talati and I were watching the Full Circle event, and one of the things they did is they did a watch party where you could watch BVS alongside Zach, and then he would give commentary. So someone brought up Wonder Bat in the scene when Bruce and Diana first meet, and then he goes, I mean, I like it, but when you actually do the math on it, it doesn't work.
If it's fun to play with, were his exact words.
Yes, and well, yeah, that's why everyone plays with it, but he was never going to put them together. I have no idea why people even thought that.
Hey, those were key moments of Justice League. It was a part of people's childhood. The actors had chemistry. Look, I can contextualize this.
But that didn't happen in Justice League. That's the thing.
They just bantered and flirted a couple of times. I agree
with
you.
And arguably, Wonder Woman's confirmed by the creators to be 18. That's just creepy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What is up with Bruce Timm and putting Batman with very younger women?
I don't know.
We really need to downplay this. I'm pretty sure there's a child in the background because we really need to downplay this.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so I think this is a good place to wrap it up before we go really off the rails. But
if we haven't already.
But this is a good one. So like, comment, subscribe. Be sure, especially like, because it helps this video get out there. Make sure to follow these kind people below. All their information will be in the description below. So, Jay Heat, where can one find you, and what have we got coming out on your channel?
Well, recently I uploaded a supercut of my recent Mass Effect playthrough. So, yeah, that should be a good one. And also, I got some Solitaire videos coming up. I also have we also have New Direction vs. Wonder Woman coming up, hopefully this Sunday, hopefully. But that might end up getting delayed. I have to talk to Jared about that off panel. And also stay tuned for some Swole Tour content. I know I've kind of been on the back foot about that, but I've been getting ready for midterm, so it's been a busy week for me. And yeah, like, comment, subscribe to all three of us, and thank you for joining us.
As for me, I put out the video finally enumerating my reasons why I hate Lois Lane. That video has been doing very well, by the way. And Talati and I just completed Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. It's a fun game. I enjoy it. I'm going to say that. And if you really think the Justice League are dead, you weren't paying attention to the game, because the game tells you, basically, they're not dead or they're coming back. But anyway, continuing on. Nyx, where can one find you, and what have you got coming out besides Avengers 200.
Well, you can find me at BunnyGirlNyx on Twitter or X, depending on how you prefer to say it, but I will always be Twitter in my heart.
Yeah.
I have a Ko-fi that you can subscribe to. I will be doing reviews of, depending on what tier, comic books, video games, manga.
Yay! Yeah.
Maybe some movies.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait. All of her information, all of Jaheed's information will be in the stream below. Before I leave, just want to remind you guys that we are discussing tomorrow for movie night. I say tomorrow because this is Friday. Batman Under the Red Hood. So that's going to be really, really fun.
A classic.
A classic. Real classic. So stay heroic, everyone. Remember, Lois Lane is Lois Lame. I'll see you later, everybody.